Tweet at Late Debate RTE.
Barry Lenehan here with you again this week, keeping the seat warm for Colm O'Mungon. Moving on. A key conference has heard how climate changes in Ireland have already happened and that the southeast of the country will particularly be threatened in the future. Brian Mahan of the Irish Mirror, bring us through what this EPA conference heard today, the Environment Protection Agency.
Yeah, I think perhaps the most interesting remarks were those from Eamon Ryan, the Minister for the Environment, who I think it's fair to say rebuked or rebutted comments by Leo Varadkar earlier in the week, who said the EU nature restoration law went a bit too far. Eamon has said that's not the case. And I think it's another instance of Leo Varadkar playing politics on the tax side with Fianna Fáil and on the environment side with the Greens, each playing two different parts of his base.
So this would, and I think you're the Irish Daily Mail, rather to offend your colleagues there. Yeah. I don't want any letters in the post.
The Mirror guys are lovely as well.
They're lovely people. They're all lovely people. But ultimately, Eamon Ryan and Leo Varadkar, they're at odds on this one.
Yeah, because it was interesting to me because Eamon Ryan was obviously trying to play the statesman role, the adult in the room, on one element. And then on the other side, he had to basically criticise Leo Varadkar on his comments on the nature restoration law, which are a profound change is going to happen in rural Ireland when these targets are ultimately implemented across the country. Because an awful lot of land in Ireland is peat land. It has been reclaimed for farming. Bord na Mona have a lot of it. Quilge have a lot of it. And when you re-wet that, it's going to change how farming is done in Ireland for a lot of people.
Matty McGrath, Breed Smith of People Before Profit. Matty McGrath says the rewetting proposals are akin to Cromwell's To Heller to Connacht. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think Matty McGrath and his ilk are doing a lot of scaremongering on this issue. But at the same time, what I find interesting is that they scaremonger on this issue, but they don't have any problem with challenging the massive agri-food business that's in this country, which is actually responsible for a lot of the biodiversity crisis that we have, and indeed a lot of the poisoning of the rivers, etc. But I think there is a solution to this insofar as the Western hinterland, where most of the re-wetting will happen, they should reward farmers for doing it. They should make sure they're living, their livelihoods are sustainable, and reward them by the state intervening. But they won't do that because Eamon Ryan said today, and this is very telling about Green Party politics, Eamon Ryan said today that healthy competition between organic farmers and dairy farmers will ultimately pay off for the organic farmers. So competition is the key. The market is the key. That is not going to work when it comes to dealing with the biodiversity and climate crisis. We have to intervene as a state and make it sustainable for farmers to come along with this.
Barry Andrews, are you on Team Green Party or Team Fine Gael on this one?
Well, what's happened in the European Parliament is that two committees have dealt with this and have decided not to give an opinion, both the Agriculture Committee and the Fisheries Committee. Next month, on June the 15th, the Environment Committee, which tends to have more ecological, environmental people on it, will also vote on it, and then it will go to plenary in July. That's the process. So it does seem to me to be unlikely that this nature restoration law will get through the Parliament and therefore it will die. I really regret that because I think a lot of the proposals in it are sensible. It's only a very small part of it have anything to do with re-wetting. There's an awful lot in it about biodiversity. And
is it a negotiation strategy by the EPP to kind of reject this at the moment when you go into that trialogue between the council, the commission and the parliament?
Yeah, well, it's hard to see where the, you know, in the environment committee, it's more likely to get through. Mm. And then it'll go into the plenary, and then there'll be opportunities for the environment committee to table amendments at that point in July. And then we'll see what it is. Now, the environment committee may well take the point that, you know, this hasn't been very well communicated. It hasn't been very well explained. There are certain deficits in the law.
Is it a benefit to farming, in a word?
Is it a benefit to farming? I think, you know, the entire biodiversity crisis is an absolute crisis for agriculture across the world. That's a reality. We're dealing with a sixth extinction. It's very much delivered by the as a result of climate change. And we have huge responsibility. Farmers know that they have to deliver on reductions in carbon emissions, the same as everybody
and
else.
Even on those
by
reductions away from the rewetting, we did hear quite grave warnings at the EPA conference earlier on that climate changes have already happened. And Raida Cronin, as part of that and tried to reduce emissions, do you think we need to rethink our food culture here at the moment?
Well, I was a member of the Climate Committee and, you know, just to be make, in case anybody is listening to us here tonight, rewetting is not about flooding. We're not talking about flooding land. And I think that farmers, they have to be brought on board because I think that farmers have seen, we don't have the Just Transition Commission hasn't been set up yet. And farmers have seen how Borden and Mona workers were treated, and they're worried that if their land is affected by rewetting, by raising the water table, that their farmland, that their
how do you counter the scaremongering that Eamon Ryan
you talk to people you talk to people like on the Climate Committee. We had a lot of farmers in, we had organic farmers in, we had fruit growers in, and you know, nobody knows better than farmers how to produce from the land, how to produce food on the land. And farmers, you know, we have a great reputation in Ireland. We have this, you know, the green. And we have that on the backs of our farmers.
Who are scared.
MEP voted against this law.
Yeah, he was on the Agricultural Committee. He's not on the Environment Committee. I was talking about being on the on the Climate Committee here in the Oireachtas. I haven't spoken to Chris, but he would have voted on, he did have amendments, but he would have voted from an agricultural point of view perspective. You know, the actual truth about the nature restoration.
On the farmer's point, because there's a line in the EPA report this week about ammonia emissions, which is basically kind of emissions off of manure or whatever. And there's farmers were told when the milk quotas were abolished in 2015, dairy farmers, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn around 2022, 2023, the EPA are effectively blaming the abolition of the milk quotas for ammonia emissions still going up. So the average farmer, sure, they're absolutely, I would be driven queer, as Jackie Cattle said in the Daily Mail.
Driven to distraction, says Jackie Cattle back in a moment.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.